Let's explain in more detail. Imagine a wind profile with height changing in magnitude and direction as the vectors in this figure show. Then release a large, medium, and small size drop from the same position above the edge of the forward flank precipitation curtain. The larger droplets would respond less rapidly to changing winds as they descend down towards the ground, and therefore would fall closest to the precipitation-free inflow at low levels. The smallest drops, on the other hand, would respond most quickly to the changing winds and would be carried away into the main core unless they evaporate first. Because the size sorting continues to the ground, this feature is shallow, often below 6,000 feet above the ground. The fact is that the strong vertical wind shear is required to produce the ZD arc. Therefore, this feature appears most commonly in supercells. In fact, Kumjian and Ryzhkov in 2009 even suggested that the magnitude of the ZDR arc increases as the low-level storm relative helicity increases. So it's enticing to think that the monitoring the strength of the ZDR arc would give you an assessment on the strength of the storm relative helicity feeding the storm updraft, and that you could use this as a tornado precursor signature. However, there is no solid evidence yet, and more research is needed on the ability of this signature to help in anticipating tornado genesis. In the meantime, the best way to detect this feature is to choose a radar close enough so that you can sample the lowest 6,000 feet. Then sample either the lowest scan reflectivity image or drop the CAPI to the lowest clutter-free elevation possible.